The Supreme Court will decide whether Donald Trump is immune from prosecution. That's where we're starting The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Friday, April 26th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number 1. The Supreme Court seemed likely to reject Donald Trump's immunity claim. Yesterday, justices heard arguments about whether Trump can be prosecuted for allegedly conspiring to undo the results of the 2020 election. They appeared ready to say that Trump does not have sweeping immunity for actions he took while he was president. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson questioned Trump's lawyer about the potential consequences of unchecked presidential power.
If someone with those kinds of powers, the most powerful person in the world, with the greatest amount of authority, could go into office knowing that there would be no potential penalty for committing crimes, I'm trying to understand what the disincentive is from turning the Oval Office into, the seat of criminal activity in this country.
A majority of justices did seem to support having some narrower legal protections for presidents. A ruling in this case is expected by July. It could further delay Trump's election interference trial in D.C., possibly until after November's election. And the decision could alter the boundaries of presidential power. The University of Southern California canceled its main commencement ceremony because of student protests. That's our second story this morning. USC said it was putting in more security measures for those visiting its campus for the celebratory weekend in early May. It's the latest sign that student-led pro-Palestinian protests roiling campuses across the country are starting to disrupt graduation plans. The protesters are calling for a ceasefire in Gaza and for their universities to cut financial ties with Israel. More than 500 people have been arrested at campus protests across the country over the past week. Texas's governor called in state troopers with orders to clear out protests at the University of Texas. And police crackdowns on protests at Columbia, NYU, Emory, Yale, and elsewhere have heightened tensions even further. Number 3. One of Harvey Weinstein's rape convictions was overturned yesterday. Weinstein was once one of the most powerful people in Hollywood. But in 2017, he was accused of using his influence as a movie producer to assault and abuse women for decades. In 2020, he was sentenced to 23 years in prison in a trial in New York. But yesterday, New York's highest court found that he didn't have a fair trial. It said the judge allowed testimony about allegations that weren't part of the case, so the conviction was overturned. It was a shocking reversal in a case that helped launch the Me Too movement. But Weinstein will remain in prison due to a separate conviction in Los Angeles, and the New York case may go to a retrial. Number 4. Heavy rains and flooding have killed dozens of people in Kenya. Kenya is experiencing a severe spring rainy season. It's been aggravated by climate change. Intense rains have caused rivers to burst their banks and flood low-income neighborhoods in the nation's capital, Nairobi. Social media sites yesterday showed images and videos of people on the rooftops of submerged houses. Residents across Nairobi used boats to rescue people stranded by rising floodwaters. Kenya's Red Cross said 38 people have died, and more than 11,000 people have been displaced. And now there are fears that the flooding could lead to an outbreak of disease. Number 5. Quarterbacks dominated the first round of the NFL draft.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
Caleb Williams was the number one pick, as expected. Then the Washington Commanders took LSU's Heisman Trophy winner, Jaden Daniels. And the New England Patriots chose North Carolina's Drake May. And the quarterback run was officially on. Even the Atlanta Falcons, who just signed quarterback Kirk Cousins to a $180 million deal, snagged another one. They took Michael Penix Jr. at number 8. The first 14 picks of the draft all play on offense. That's by far the most in draft history. The 23 offensive players taken in the first round also set a record. Rounds 2 and 3 get underway tonight, starting at 7 Eastern. The Buffalo Bills have the first pick of the second round, and there are plenty of players remaining who had been considered potential first-rounders. A common household disinfectant ingredient may affect the brain. That's number 6. Chemicals known as quats are used in cleaners that kill viruses and bacteria. It stands for quaternary ammonium compounds. And new research shows that they could be toxic to a type of brain cell. It hasn't been proven that they harm our brains, just that they affect cells which allow neural signals to travel through the brain faster. And past research has also raised other concerns about quats. Exposure has been associated with asthma, an increased risk of pulmonary disease in humans, and decreased fertility in mice. If you want to check for quats in your cleaning supplies, they often end in onium chloride in ingredients lists. And if you're worried about them but still want to kill germs, experts say that regular soap and water will do the trick. And at number 7, cicadas in South Carolina are being so loud that some people are calling the police. Earlier this week, we told you about the rare cicada double whammy that's coming to large parts of the country. Two broods of the noisy bugs were expected to emerge at the same time. And now that process has begun. Things have already gotten very loud in South Carolina. In one county, at least a dozen residents called the sheriff's office to complain about the noise. Take a listen to the cicadas making themselves heard. Residents calling the sheriff's office reported hearing a burglar alarm or some kind of warning siren. This is just a snapshot of what a large part of the U.S. will experience over several weeks this spring and summer. So brace yourself for some noise, and try not to call the cops on some bugs. That's the show for this week. Later today, check out our afternoon podcast, Post Reports. You'll hear the latest episode of The Campaign Moment. It'll catch you up on all the week's election news. Find it wherever you listen to podcasts. The assistant producer of The 7 is Taylor White. The staff writers are Jamie Ross and me. John Taylor is our editor. Additional editing by Alana Zack and Christina Quinn. Copy editing by Francis Moody, Thomas Haliba, and Melissa Noh. Mixing and sound design is by Jim Briggs and Justin Garish. Our theme music is by Edith Mudge. Renita Jablonski is our director of audio. I'm Hannah Jewell. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. I'll meet you back here on Monday.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.